Welcome to the September episode of SVP's monthly podcast. My name is Courtney Coleman, and this month's episode was written by myself and edited by Edward Chen. Today we'll be addressing current recommendations for booster vaccinations. Check out the transcripts for our podcast in both English and Spanish at studentsversuspandemics.com under the blogs tab. Booster vaccinations for COVID-19 continue to be a frequently discussed topic due to data suggesting that vaccine effectiveness appears to wane with time, and this has been particularly concerning among researchers because of the new COVID-19 variants. On August 12th, the FDA approved booster vaccinations for individuals with compromised immune systems, and on September 25th, this approval was expanded to include those at an increased risk of contracting COVID-19. For individuals with compromised immune systems, a booster vaccine is recommended for those who have completed the two dosages developed by either Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna at least 4 weeks prior. Regarding immunocompromised individuals who received the Janssen vaccine produced by Johnson & Johnson, although it is thought that a booster vaccination will be likely, the effectiveness of receiving a booster of this vaccine is still under investigation at the time of this writing. The expansion of the CDC's booster vaccination guidelines now include those ages 65 years and older, individuals residing in long-term care facilities, and those ages 18 to 64 who are at an increased risk of contracting COVID-19, either due to certain medical conditions or their occupation. This expanded recommendation presently applies only to those who completed the primary series of Comirnaty, the vaccine produced by Pfizer-BioNTech, at least 6 months prior. Data for vaccines produced by Moderna and Johnson & Johnson is currently pending. Recent research suggests that booster vaccination side effects parallel those often experienced after the second vaccination and include swelling, redness, and pain at injection site, fever, headache, tiredness, muscle pain, chills, and nausea. The most common side effects reported were fatigue and pain at injection site, and while it is rare to experience a serious reaction or side effect, these may occur in some vaccine recipients. As researchers continue to investigate the potential benefits of receiving a Moderna or Johnson & Johnson booster vaccination, it is expected that new details resulting from these studies will soon emerge and result in additional or adjusted recommendations. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice. If you believe that you may be experiencing the symptoms of COVID-19, please contact your primary care physician or go to the nearest emergency room. Results from ongoing research and the current understanding of COVID-19 are constantly evolving. This post contains information that was last updated on September 29th, 2021. Thanks for listening.